What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
Let's go. Let's go, Susan K. Jones, normally at 105.
Yes, but I acquiesce to your every need, and here I find myself
hold on.
140.
Wait, hold on.
Calm down.
Calm down. Overrated, underrated, properly rated. I did some production.
Oh!
I did.
Do we have some sound?
Yes, so have NewsBus
up.
You're up and rolling.
Have it up. My overrated is sequels.
Yeah.
Any movie that's part two runs the risk of being...
A dog.
And yeah. I saw...
Let us know how we can help.
Maybe someone could help me write my wedding vows.
How about this? I, Anna, take you, Eric, a man whose daughter is a little demon thing with an obnoxious accent.
What is taking so long? We wouldn't want to be off schedule, innit?
Freakier Friday. Kay Jones, Susie Jones, Sister Kathy came up.
Yep. Not good.
And we were so excited.
Terrible. Is that what she said?
Jamie Lee Curtis is one of my favorite
actresses. On a roll right now, too.
She's got a lot out. And, of course, The Bear, she was so good in.
Yep.
And so to see her sort of this sort of junk. I mean, there were we laughed a couple of times.
Yeah.
But it wasn't as fun as
I was
wanted.
Lindsay.
She was good. You know, I mean, they were themselves, but no plot. So I want to say, continuing on.
Oh, listen. I mean, she's an audiophile
this
now.
This is very good.
Okay.
Underrated.
Underrated. Okay, let's go.
Ready? Old movies. Hold on.
Here we go.
I can't bear to look at you, Joe. Your eyes have such a hurt expression.
I have no right to feel hurt. I knew you didn't love me when I married you.
Shippy, if you love me at all, you won't leave.
I love you very much. But I despise Mrs. Skeffington.
No!
Oh!
Mrs. Skeffington.
I've never cared for either. What a... Oh, I can't
see. Careful.
Betty Davis. I just stumbled upon it, and it was terrific. I really like old movies. I forget how
like,
much...
Okay, when did you look the year this came out?
1944, Mr. Skeffington. And
you
she
were
is...
in college then?
Wow.
Just gave me the finger.
I did.
She just gave me
interning at CCO.
I didn't even fade. You missed it, Dave. It was so quick. It was just a quick
finger. It was a quick.
It comes out of the holster.
Here's the line. Popular and beautiful, Fanny Trellis enters into a loveless marriage with an older man, a Jewish banker named Job Skeffington.
Can we just label someone that?
Wow. That's what it is. That was IMDb.
Okay.
Yes. So anyway, I really like old movies.
Yeah.
Lastly, overrated.
Yeah.
Mowing my own lawn.
Oh.
I don't have a mower right now, so I borrowed a neighbor's mower and I tried
Stop. How does this come about? Do you just knock on the door?
Do
you know this person at all?
Terrible injury.
Yeah.
I need about five doors down. Joe and Julie Arco, they're good to me.
Yeah.
I said, Joe, can I use your lawnmower? Yeah. And then I said, is it difficult? You know, because it's hard to pull.
Yep.
And I cranked my finger and sliced it. It was so hot.
Yeah.
Oh, poor. Do you feel a little sorry for me?
Not really.
Yeah, a little bit. I do.
Okay.
Why didn't he get the finger for that?
Oh, sorry. It should have been quicker.
Yeah.
But there was something sort of off the cuff.
Did you pay for the gas?
No.
Of course not.
How much did I use? Like a nickel. And then the other
That's not what I heard about your yard. Okay. Expansive.
The other one.
How are your lines?
They're terrible. I am not a line person. My neighbor across the street does like the baseball field.
Yeah.
Not me.
Yours is like a zigzag.
It is a zigzag. I miss big swatches. The other one properly rated. Me working here, I just signed another contract.
Yeah! Let's go!
And I want everyone to know I got 27 weeks of vacation.
No exaggeration. No, listen. Our show would miss you immensely. Okay, so I'm glad you're going to be here.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, let me talk a little bit about fluidity, stretching, feeling better. Stretch lips. Susie, you could use it.
I could. Right?
Especially after cutting the grass.
Yes.
You're probably tight. Where are you tight today?
My arms.
Your arms.
And they do some nice arm stretches there.
Oh, stretchlab.com. They'll do the upper back. They'll do the front. They'll do your arms, your shoulders, your booty, your hamstring, your calves, your feet, whatever. You could be 10. You could bring in your brood, your kids. You could bring in your grandparents who are 75, 80. You can go there yourself. You're a biker, you're a runner, you're a golfer. They will work with you. Stretchlab.com, over a dozen locations, and they want you to come in for the assessment and a 50-minute session. Let them work on you top to bottom, right? And then the next time, if it's more of the upper back, it's the upper back. If it's the neck, if it's, I mean, I got the tight calves. I got the cramp the other day. Oh, that, you're sleeping, you get the leg cramp. That stinks. Stretch Lab with trained professionals will help you out like they're helping out thousands in the metro area every day. Join the group, stretchlab.com.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
We waited a while today because we want to leave people in suspense. What is our bumper music theme of the day,
Dave Harrigan? Oh, it's a very good theme. It's in honor of the Texas Democrats returning to the state, allowing the Republicans to get their redrawn districts.
What a waste of time that was.
So we have music related to maps and drawing today.
Okay.
Interesting.
Very good. Jump on in, Dave. What do you got?
I'll go quick here.
Should I mention we could look at a few texts?
Why not?
651-461-9226. If you'd like to chime in with overrated, underrated, properly rated. In fact, if you don't, you're dead to us right now. 651-461-9226. Let's go. Give us something. Go ahead, Dave.
I'll start with this one. Everyone's happy in the Twin Cities today. Having all available lanes of 94 open.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yep.
Close it down probably again in 2 weeks, but at least for now it
is
open.
Yeah.
And overrated is what I a couple things I noticed yesterday while out on a nice long bike ride all around the town. Two things in particular. Number one, those homes and businesses and areas, you know, public areas that the city takes care of that didn't decide, you know, I don't think we need the sprinklers today. I think we've had enough rain. No, still got the sprinklers going on a Sunday.
Yeah. Grind your beans.
Yes, like, come on. I think we could turn those off.
Grinds your beans.
That's
a new one for me.
I go with grinds the gears, but grind the beans.
Well, irritating. It's a waste of water.
If something's going to grind you, what should it be? 651-461-9226. Names are allowed.
The other one that annoyed me a little bit, also overrated, the folks that are on the path doing their walk, doing their jog, and have no concept of anything happening around
them. Okay, spatial awareness.
Yes.
Thank you.
But the reason is, as you approach them on the bike, you know, you do the old, on the left, on the left,
ding, ding.
And they don't move at all because they got the dang AirPods in.
Well, you can have the AirPods in, but don't have them maxed
at
12. That's the problem. You know?
Three people I passed, on your left, not a second to move. And then all of a sudden I get by them, they jump out of the way.
We're about to be at the location Friday with the spatial awareness buffoonery where these dopes at the fair just walk this way and that way and this way. There's 8 million other people out there. Have a line. Have a path. Pay attention to others. Terrible. terrible spatial awareness.
Pedestrian roundabout, I'm telling you.
Yes.
It's going to come one of these years.
Yes.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like ways.
And underrated for me, Target Field is still underrated, and I would say there's never been a greater discrepancy in Major League Baseball between the quality of the ballpark and the quality of the home pitching staff. That's what we saw Saturday night when we were there. Wonderful ballpark. My goodness, could we throw a strike that isn't just hammered for a double?
Yeah.
I mean, Zebby can't find the strike zone. Then we bring out the relievers, and you don't know this guy, you don't know that
could
guy.
Could be a guy from the stands. You have no idea.
It's unbelievable. Oh, great. We've got an 8 ERA coming on. That should work out very well. But the most underrated part of the night was the girls, my girls,
yes.
5 and 8, working very hard all night to get on the big screen, to get on the Jumbotron.
Yeah, 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 and?
Dance cam, kids cam. You know, there's plenty of open space around us. I know it's hard to believe. So they're, you know, all the breaks and the camera
plenty
come
on.
Plenty
of open space.
Exactly. They're dancing. They're going nuts. Didn't get on. Finally, between the 8th and 9th inning, there they are.
Oh,
right
they
there.
They made it.
So fun.
They made it.
Nice.
They're That's now very, famous.
Yeah. Very, very
I
good.
Love it.
Among the techs, overrated Chad, the sell the Twins chance this past weekend.
Oh.
That's over. I guess, is this a poll-ed member? if it's not offensive and you're at a game, chant away, and they're massively unpopular. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Susie, but The Godfather Part II is the greatest movie
That's
of all
right.
time.
I thought about it when I was writing that.
Yep.
Because I know you would have said that, and I think I would agree that Part II was better. But in general, it's tough to do
see,
a Part II.
I still, by just a sliver, like Part I better.
Of Godfather.
Of Godfather.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
But they're both one of the 6 or 7 greatest movies of all time.
Ever.
It's phenomenal. Nobody drives a stick anymore. Grind your gears, maybe lost. Yeah. What percentage of cars you think right now are a stick shift? It's got to be a small number, right?
New vehicles, I mean, 10% maybe.
Yeah, I might go under.
Do you think new vehicles even do a stick shift anymore?
Very, very, very
probably
few.
Request it.
Overrated Minnesota State Fair. Underrated Dean Phillips. Properly rated Susie Jones.
Nice. Right in there. Thank you, friend.
I'm surprised Susie's not worked out free mowing off her Tinder app. I'm trying to be polite. This singing is hideous. This is just a texter who just biatches and complains all the time.
Okay. Great.
The singing's tremendous. Properly rated the pitching ability of Scotty Scheffler. Scotty Scheffler is just, I saw it the other day, he's inevitable. That's what he is. He's so damn good. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to go fairly quick here. NBA signed this contract with like 18 different networks, including NBC. There will be, I think it's Tuesday game, where frequently it's a doubleheader. The games will start Central Time 10:10 p.m.
That's too late.
10 p.m.
I don't like it.
MSNBC, I barely watch. But all these networks under the Peacock umbrella have to change and change their names. Their name now is MS Now. MS Now. News Opinion World. Get out of here. Ben Griffin, who's a very fine player, is going to be selected to the Ryder Cup team next week. He ended up taking his creatine right before his round yesterday. It didn't mix right. He got the big hunk that went in and not a lot of water. He said he was shaking, that he basically overdosed on the creatine and needed some water. There's video of it. He four-putted, and he looks like he's battling addiction. Let's see. Does anybody ever respond to the how is my driving? I'm parked behind somebody, at least when I pulled in. Let me know. How is my driving?
I
the
hate
phone number.
That.
Does
I
anybody
hate that.
Ever call?
Maybe we should start.
Maybe we should start,
start a movement.
Right?
Okay, two quick stories from the weekend. I'm finishing up. I'm having fun with some friends. And I'm on my way back from Duluth. I'm going to stop at the Moose Lake Dairy Queen.
Okay.
Like, who doesn't?
Right.
And I had a different item. So I was going around the room. What would you get at DQ? These are your friends of mine. And then this other goofball walks in. He looks just very awkward. So, because I'm going to say this because I'm mad at the guy now.
It's not your friend or it is your friend?
Not my friend.
Okay.
And I go, how about you? What do you think of a parfait? And he looks at me and goes, must be a demographic situation.
What
like, only old people have a parfait. And by the way, He wasn't that far in age from me, by the way, and he was dressed like he dressed in the dark.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
I hate people.
Get out of there. So then at a buffet over the weekend, you pay a certain amount, you get the breakfast, and by the time I get to the orange juice, it is melted. This is a buffet that's been out for a while. And, I mean, it's more water than it is orange juice, okay? And so a waitress comes over and says, what would you like? I'd like some orange juice. She goes, okay, well, that'll be, just so you know, it'll be so-and-so. I go, well, I think it's included in the buffet. And she goes, yeah, but we only have a limited supply. Wait, she says, but we only have a limited supply, turns around, and walks away.
Wow, customer service.
How about that customer service? I then go up to the bar, and guess what's right there on the top of the bar? Orange juice. So I had some orange juice right there. So apparently, certain people at this place, you're out if it's down to a limited supply. Normally, for most, you're out if we're out. But at this particular place, for me, you're out if we're down to a limited supply.
Oh, my goodness.
Congratulations on your new contract.
Oh, well.
That's awesome.
You know what? It's a signature, and I'll just keep working.
Absolutely. We're better for it. Chip Scoggins on the sports weekend after CBS and Susie with the news right here on the home of the Twins, CCO.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.